So, J.D. Vance pretty definitively kicked Tim Walz's rear end.
Yeah, even the liberal media has been saying that, yeah.
This was the best I've ever, well, in the last 20 years since I've been doing this, I have ever seen anybody on a national stage like that in a debate ever articulate what we believe. And I am convinced, when you look at polls, this is the thing that drives me crazy, Lee, because you and I, we've covered this so long, poll after poll after poll after poll on issues.
Yeah.
Immigration. Hey, should boys play on girls' sports teams? No. Should teachers transition children without their parents' knowledge? No. Everything the Democrats are running on, the public is opposed to just about. There's a couple of small exceptions, some stuff with abortion, but honestly, it's shocking. And opposed in strong majorities, 55 to about 63%, sometimes more than that, but that's generally the range.
That's what democracy would look like, Democrats.
Yes. It would be right wing. It wouldn't be hardcore right wing, but it would be center right. This is a center right country, and you can see it in the polling. And it's so shocking that there are so many more of them registered than us. And I have become convinced that what actually happened is we stopped arguing the case. We were either afraid to do it, or a lot of the candidates that we have had politically have been recruited by the Bush folks, and they're paid on Bush money. Mm-hmm. So they, I mean, they're recruited to compromise.
We got more worried about a big tent than big ideas.
We did. And the tent shrunk and shrunk and shrunk instead. I mean, now keep in mind, like, for instance, when the Bush people and the Romney people were running the party, right? It was believed that if we backed amnesty, then they would love us. Well, the party shrunk. Trump came in and said, that doesn't make any sense. Went the other way, and look what he did. He's growing the party, growing the party. He has taken such a chunk from the Democrats, including white working class for the most part. Just walked off with him. Why? Articulating what we believe. That is why they hate him so much.
Oh, yeah. It's like Rush always used to say, if you are being attacked from the left, it is because you are effective.
And all we have to do is just tell them what we believe, and they will start to realize, hey, that's what I believe too. 55 to 63% of Americans, for instance, in that recent poll, hey, do you want to deport the illegals? A plurality of Democrats, registered Democrats, want to deport them. A plurality is the biggest percentage in the group. So it wasn't over 50%, but it was like 47, 48 Democrats. So you see the efforts they have to go to lie to their own sheeple. To keep them in the fold, they got to keep them dumb. Like literally almost dumb. And that's a full-time job. I mean, there's so much censorship. That's what's going on, right? They've got to keep their sheeple from figuring out they actually agree with us when it comes to the issues. I have never seen anybody in the modern era, and I got to say this, including Trump, articulate what we believe as well as J.D. Vance did the other night. Trump's great at it. He's fun to watch, but he's not fast. In other words, it takes him a while to lay it out. J.D. Vance is like, boom, 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 boom. And you find yourself nodding along going, yeah, what? Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what we believe. Yes, thank you. Because they don't know what we believe. We've allowed the Democrats to define us.
Yeah, Trump's the shotgun. J.D. Vance is the sniper rifle.
Exactly. So, I mean, the Democrats are looking at, oh, my gosh, 4 years of J.D. Vance. What if he went everywhere and explained to everyone what we believe in? Because the Democrats have defined us. So they panicked overnight. So they figured, like, what are we, like, over the last couple of days, what could we do to cover up how badly Tim Walz got whipped and whooped? And by the way, did you see the New York Times saying most vice presidential debates don't matter except this one might?
Yeah.
They're not wrong.
Yeah.
This is the clearest that message has been delivered. Trump does not deliver a message well in a debate. He just doesn't.
Yeah.
I mean, I just lay it out for you.
All
he
right.
does.
I agree.
He's a long form guy.
You'll get a few good, really good sound bites,
yep.
And you'll get something on an emotional appeal that I think makes it through to the voter. But you've got so much other stuff around it that sometimes the message gets lost.
So they're in a pickle. They have got to do something to distract from J.D. Vance, but you could tell they're almost out of bullets. So they have Tanya, that, you know, Judge Tutkin has released this ridiculous document on Trump that he interfered, fraud, blah, blah, with the vote counting, yeah. Blah, 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 blah. He didn't. It's ridiculous. The only interference going on was by the people counting votes in Fulton County, and they double counted votes thousands of times. That was the only vote interference. Trump was calling Ratzenberger. Yeah, I just think of him as Rat.
Rat. Yeah. Well, there.
But
is
anyway,
Rat.
and saying, listen, we've, and he's trying to tell him, look what they did in Fulton County. They scanned him multiple times. Well, okay, where is Trump being prosecuted again? Of all places, of all the counties in the entire country, Fulton. Why? Because they're the ones who scan those ballots over and over again. Mm-hmm. They're the ones who are going to be supervised in this election, thank God, by a special team from the Board of Elections of Georgia so they don't do it again.
Well, not to mention that the entire prosecuting team is in court on a whole other set of issues.
Yes, this is why they had to
defending themselves.
They had to get Trump on. They had to get Trump on the vote stuff to distract them from what Fulton County did. Well, this summer, the board flipped from Democrat majority to Republican majority in Georgia, right? So now the Republicans are saying, nope, they just passed the thing saying the number of ballots has to match the number of votes.
And I will say
simple concept.
Again.
In other words, you can't run them five times if you want Joe's votes to count more.
Count the ballots. We're not talking votes. We're counting ballots because that's one of the things that the deceptive media is making it sound like. Oh, you mean we're going to have to hand count every vote in Georgia? No. Count the number of ballots so it matches up with the number of ballots that you said are cast and the ballots that are counted. If those two numbers match, then you've got a reasonable chance of having a free and fair election.
And the reason I'm bringing all this up is because Jack Smith's allegations that were just released by Chuckin, that was to distract from the J.D. Vance disaster that they just underwent and how well he just did. They're having a bad week. They want to distract also from the disaster that is their response to Western North Carolina and all of the stuff coming out about the illegal immigrant rapists and murderers that they have allowed to run free in this country.
And there's a war in the Middle East.
And that, too. They screwed that up. So they want everyone talking about Trump's crimes. Okay. You'd think they would learn, Lee. If you want to see something fascinating, go pull up on Real Clear Politics. It's Trump's polling. This time, a year ago, Trump was incredibly weak. He was at almost the lowest he'd ever been. Ron DeSantis was within 7 points of him. That's why he ran. There was question as to whether he would even be the nominee. And it was just a general disaster for him. And then watch what happens in the polling as in January they start to announce these indictments. And then in February they start dropping the actual indictments. And then he's booked and there's a booking photo. And then we roll into May and then in May we have the trial. And watch what happens to Trump's numbers. Up and up and up and up he goes. I mean, they personally saved Trump from DeSantis. They did. With all of this, thinking the American people were dumb and they could just fool them. So I'm just like, if I was going to distract from J.D. Vance with something, I would not drop a Trump legal thing. If you look at that straight upward ascent of his polling numbers to where they are today, Democrats did that with all of this lawfare.
Yeah.
They started looking at Trump and saying, you know, he keeps saying these crazy things. This is, you know, independents looking at him, saying these horrible things about Democrats that I don't believe because I have normalcy bias. No one would do anything that bad. And they watched what the Democrats did to Trump. And they went, oh my gosh, maybe these people would do this. Maybe Trump is telling the truth about these people. So, you know what I say? Bring it. Drop it. What you got? 98 pages of lies and hokum? Cool. What, are we going to get another 2-3 point bump out of it? Because that's what happens to Trump every time they do a lawfare thing to him. So bring it. Good. Drop it. American people do not like it. They don't. Which led to the most extraordinary meltdown yesterday on MSNBC. I'm going to have all of that and much more coming up. Plus, the federal government has decided it is racist to ask for you to prove your citizenship to vote. And also, they have just announced that you must prove your citizenship to fly if you're an American. If you're an illegal immigrant, that's okay. You don't need to prove your citizenship to fly. You don't even need to have ID. Just come on and get on the plane. Yeah, no, you. Get on the plane. All that coming up.